Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, you might be in the market for a video or smart doorbell, a relatively inexpensive item that might make you feel a lot safer in your home. But are these doorbells as safe as they seem? Well, Ronan Murphy is CEO of Smart Tech, and Ronan's on the line now to talk us through all of this. Hello, Ronan.
Hi, Claire. How are you?
I'm very well. I'd say you'd agree that a lot of people buy those smart doorbells because it's convenient, it's safe, they feel, and it also means if you're not there, you can talk to whoever is at your door, whether it's a delivery person or a neighbour and so on. That's really why people invest in them, right?
Absolutely. I mean, they definitely help to enhance home security, and then having a two-way communication feed and motion detection, I guess it offers people a lot of peace of mind when they're out of their home.
But how susceptible are they to hacking? Like, do we need to have this in our minds now?
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. I mean, you definitely have to consider the security concerns associated with them. And I guess that comes on two fronts, right? The first one is the actual manufacturer of the device and how they use the data that the device collects. So, for example, one of the very prominent manufacturers was fined $6 million last year by the Federal Trade Commission for using the data that they were collecting in the Ring cameras and selling that on to advertisers and so forth. So you have to ask the question, is there proper data usage policies by the manufacturers of these devices? And obviously, some of the manufacturers are bigger than others, and they'll have clearly outlined how they're going to use the very sensitive data that they collect. Mm-hmm. You then have the other area, which is obviously more concerning, and that's where the software running these devices is susceptible to hackers. And there's many notable incidents have happened where hackers have accessed these cameras. For example, I know it's not exactly a doorbell, but there was a scenario where they were using a baby monitor camera,
yeah,
a family in Mississippi, and that was compromised by hackers and they started speaking to the child.
Particularly creepy.
And there's been other incidents where they have hacked into these cameras and they've started broadcasting the various cameras around the house online and live streaming them and so forth. So there's definitely concerns about the software that is used to run these cameras and the type of security controls that users should implement mm-hmm. around those.
Okay, just to explain to people, because I don't have one, but I understand that if someone rings your doorbell, I get an alert on an app and then I can see who's there and I can talk to them. Is that essentially what happens?
Absolutely, that's spot on. So for example, if you were using that software for the doorbell and I managed to get your access credentials just to the portal that allows you, Claire, to access this hypothetical doorbell that you have, mm-hmm. I would then have full visibility into everything that's happening, who's coming or who's leaving your premises. Obviously, you can think there's many different scenarios where that could become a problem if someone had access to that you did not want them to have access to.
So how do you guard against that then? Or can you with some of these manufacturers? Is it impossible in some cases to manage that?
So I would say that from the manufacturer perspective, you would really want to make sure that when you're buying these types of devices that there's, you know, you're looking at the terms and conditions, they're a reputable brand, and I mean there's plenty of reputable brands out there. But from the perspective of hackers, you'd want to make sure that you're using, you know, good passwords, you've got two-factor authentication, when there's software upgrades required that you're installing those, that you're basically, you've got good cyber hygiene surrounding the software that you're using.
Mm-hmm. So is there anything in particular that you should look out for in the terms and conditions? Or how do you know when you're buying one of these things that they're coming from a reputable brand and that you're happy that it's safe?
Yeah, look, some of the brands out there are, they're well-known high street brands now that are manufacturing these devices, and I would say typically they're going to come with maybe better reassurances. But what you will also see is you might see devices that are maybe significantly cheaper, but they're brands you will not have heard of before, and that's where potentially you're compromising your own personal data. For the sake of maybe paying a little bit less. So any of these devices you're considering, it would be worth going to something like Trustpilot, checking the reviews, seeing if there's been any issues with how they store or access your data and what the security surrounding them looks like.
Right, so you've got to buy a good doorbell, smart doorbell. That's the first thing. Don't skimp on it.
Yeah, and they're even the really good ones are still relatively cheap.
But yeah, just don't go too low on the price, because if you are compromised, they can, as you say, they can see all of the activity that's happening at your door, and that's uncomfortable in and of itself. Access to your address, to your Wi-Fi details, and then you're in real trouble. You're in murky waters there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, depending on how bad you're being targeted by hackers. These could lead to a very easy way to compromise a whole pile of additional, there could be a whole pile of additional collateral damage as a result of these being compromised.
So the people who are listening to this who have these more smart doorbells, what are you advising them to do now themselves to make it safer?
Yeah, look, it's back to the basics. Make sure you've got good passwords on the software that you use to access these devices. Make sure that you've got regular updates. You've got two-factor authentication. It's important that your privacy settings are set up and adjusted in line with your preferences. And then, basically you monitor the accounts for unusual activity. And if you get any alerts from the manufacturers, you don't ignore them, you action them.
Are you in favor of these things?
I am. I'm in favor of them. I think, from my perspective, I wouldn't be so much worried about hackers, because I think there is easier ways for hackers to compromise you. I would be more concerned with the actual manufacturer of the devices themselves. There is a track record of many of the smart camera manufacturers manipulating the data that they collect. They're collecting unbelievably sensitive data, you can imagine, because many of these cameras, I know we're discussing doorbells here, Claire, but many of these, it's the same for baby monitors or for cameras that you may use within your home. It's the exact same concept. They all feed into the same piece of software that's on your phone or on your laptop. And obviously they get access to incredibly private information, and how they use that and the guardrails they put around protecting that will be, for me personally, a bigger concern.
Yeah, and so many of the things that we buy for our homes now, if you think of robot vacuum cleaners, even the air fryer, they'll often have an app or advise you to download an app so that you can control it. But what are the implications of doing that, you know? What are you exposing yourself to?
Yeah, I mean, I recently saw the conversation on Sky News about the air fryers. I wouldn't be overly concerned, truthfully, about many of those devices, right? Look, when you buy them, you might give your name and your address and your telephone number, and you would hope that the retailers who are selling those particular devices are taking good steps in terms of protecting your data. It's a whole different ball game when it's video footage, because that video footage may be in the kid's bedroom, it may be in the hallway, it may be in the door or the entry point to your house. And that video footage and the facial recognition technology that can now be used means that they could resell that data to third-party advertisers, and they can use all different types of algorithms to manipulate that data and to target it and to use it for all different purposes. And for me personally, that would be a bigger concern, how these people store that data and how they process that data.
A listener would like to know about the audio side of the camera and GDPR. So, in other words, do you have to warn people that they're being recorded when they're speaking to you at the door?
No, that's not an issue. I mean, it's the same as when you go into a shop. It's the same with CCTV that's that's looking at you inside in the shop. So you don't have to do that for users when they come to your house.
Yeah, but maybe as a courtesy, because there is something slightly uncomfortable about it. You know, if you're having a conversation with somebody at the door, you know, is it just good manners to say, this is
Yeah,
I'm recording this, you know?
to be fair, most of the manufacturers now will send a sticker that will go by the Ring doorbell, and it will say this is a Ring doorbell, this is a camera doorbell. So they'll
Right.
know that, they you know, most people will know that this is a they can put their hand over it if they wish, you know.
A listener had a new kitchen installed recently. The ovens, the dishwasher, the fridge, freezer can all connect to the Wi-Fi, but you're saying you're not overly concerned about those types of devices, the Internet of Things.
Yeah, I mean, look, if somebody really, really, really wants to hack you and attack you through your cooker or your smart fryer, you know, best of luck to them, right? But there's definitely easier ways to do it than going down that route, I
Yeah,
would say. I
which.
think if they're that determined to get you've got a real problem.
Right. What are the easier ways again to come to like online shopping and putting your card details up on
Yeah,
a yeah.
it's targeting your social media accounts, it's targeting your email, it's targeting your mobile devices or your laptop. I mean, they would be imminently easier to hack an individual through than trying to get them through their air fryer, I would
Listen,
say.
as we've been talking, I just got a WhatsApp message from someone in Malaysia who'd like to know if I'm in charge of the Chapter One restaurant. What do you advise I do with that?
I delete it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just delete it.
Right.
I got one a few minutes ago, telling me there was a few $1,000 waiting for me in my Revolut account, and I needed to log in.
Right. All right. Okay. You didn't do that either. Roland, thanks so much. Always
No.
good to chat to you. Roland Murphy there from Smart Tech. Now, we're going to take a break. But coming up next, Joe Biden's presidency is coming to an end in just a few days. We're going to take a look back at his term and his legacy.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.